Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we have more information on the document dump, so we're going to just focus on one thing at a time. And the document dump that went on today, or actually yesterday, by the time you see this, really speaks to deceit and deception. And it's something that Jim DiEugenio's team has actually exposed already. And I don't know who the CIA thinks they're going to fool, because anyone who's an experienced researcher will immediately see through this. Oh, wow, this is big. This is big. We will have it sometime in the summer. I'll lay out for you exactly who done it, why it was done, and what ended up happening to the whodunit. Now, we don't have information on two of the teams in Dallas, but we do have information, a lot of it, on the team that was on the grassy knoll. Yeah, we have it, people. There's no question. So anyway, we're going to debunk the CIA release today. I find it to be extremely deceitful, and thank goodness for the work of Jim DiEugenio's team, because we can nail this as fraud. And not only that, the documents they're releasing aren't labeled properly. Most of the print, or a lot of the print, is faded. You can't read it. It's in some ways meaningless. But the things you can read are the things that I've already caught as deceptions. We're going to get to that. And like I said, I got to break this down in bits and pieces. And I know a lot of people don't care about this, because they're too young to really understand the importance, how history changed, how people died that didn't have to die because this president was assassinated. I mean, all the tragic things that are there. The coming out party for the deep state, with the entwined mess that Trump is uncovering right now, and how deep the deep state is. Oh, wait till we show you some judicial disclosures we have in our next segment. You're like, holy crap, you got to be kidding me. Except I wish I was. We have the proof. But anyway, we have the proof here too. Before we get to that, we have a sponsor. It's going to help you lose weight. It's Dr. Gundry, world-renowned cardiologist who lost 70 pounds in his 60s and kept it off because he discovered this. I want you to pay attention. It's called caloric bypass. Okay. And 4 hours after you eat dinner, your body switches from nutrients we get from food to stored glycogen we have in our bodies. Once you get to about 8 to 12 hours of fasting, the body shifts to burning fat for energy. Fatty acids are released, ketone bodies take over in a process called ketogenesis, and you start to lose weight. But there is a caloric bypass that you can take that comes into play that really can commandeer this process for you to lose weight. And this is what Dr. Gundry has discovered. Something called medium chain triglycerides, or MCTs for short, if you take them in the middle of that fasting period, you can extend the fat burning in your body. It really is tremendous. Free video describes it. And all you got to do is go to thehealthyfat.com/Dave. That's thehealthyfat.com/Dave. Okay, let's break this down. The CIA, in two different releases yesterday, tried to make it look like Oswald was a KGB agent. No. He was groomed to defect to Russia to give a little info on the U-2 spy plane situation, in which Gary Francis Powers will later be shot down because of the exchange of this information. And Oswald was part of this deception. Let's go through it. He goes to boot camp. He is tagged as someone who will be a good intelligence agent. Unfortunately, he failed his marksmanship test twice. Three times you're out. And so there's some question about whether he really passed on the third attempt. To me, that's irrelevant. He goes to a base where they're doing U-2 spy plane work. And there he's taught to speak Russian. You heard me. He's taught to speak Russian. He then says, I've got to go home and I've got to leave the military because my mother's sick and I'm the only one that can care for her. He goes home to New Orleans for one day, and then he suddenly defects to the Soviet Union, where he spends 2 years. And we don't know a lot about the 2 years. We have stories, but I really have a hard time verifying them. What we do know is he married, while he was in the Soviet Union, the niece of the deputy director of the KGB. That's correct. Now, he should be on the surface tagged as a traitor when he comes back to the United States arrested, but he's not. The State Department gives he and his suspect Soviet wife free passage back to America, and they're settled at State Department expense. It's because he was working in the defector program, which about 100 Americans defected to the Soviet Union under the guise of, we want to be you because we're communists, and here's info we can give you. And they were hoping to get more info back so they could pass it on to their superiors in the CIA. And this was a CIA program. That means Oswald had to have been on the CIA payroll, which a lot of people believe he was. I will say this, he was whatever agency they wanted him to be in at the time, they wanted him to be in it. Let me give you an example. When he's arrested at the movie theater in Dallas following the assassination, his wallet is searched and they find Lee Harvey Oswald, but they also find the Naval Intelligence ID with the name Alex Heidel with his picture on it. He was all over the place. We also know from the memoirs passed on, and most of them destroyed, but some survived, from David Ferry, who had an association with Oswald at Lake Pontchartrain Springs, Louisiana, where Oswald participated in the training of Cuban refugees for the Bay of Pigs invasion. That's a CIA operation. Also, Operation Mongoose was birthed there, and Oswald was there at the time it was. Operation Mongoose was the plot to combine CIA and mafia forces to assassinate Fidel Castro. Bobby Kennedy went to his grave professing the belief that his brother, John Kennedy, was killed using Operation Mongoose strategies. Interesting. So Oswald was in on the inside of this for a very long time. Now, it is true Oswald went to Mexico, and this is where D. Eugenio's team comes in. They tried to make it look like on the CIA records that Oswald was meeting with KGB officials. That was not true. That cannot be verified. There's no documentation to even support that. So we have two elements here. One, we have Oswald defecting to the Soviet Union, but allowed to come back in and paid money to settle. Should have been arrested as a traitor. We know he was involved in the Bay of Pigs operation. We don't know to the extent, but we know he was present with the people who were involved. So we have to assume he was a participant in that event. Well, there's more. He protested to give himself a communist identity. He protested the American interference in Cuba. He formed a committee called the Fair Play for Cuba. And this was given as a label by the Warren Commission. This guy was a diehard Marxist supporting communist Cuba claims. And no, the Fair Play for Cuba had one member, Lee Harvey Oswald. And where he screwed up, and this actually came out in the Jim Garrison trial against Clay Shaw, who was accused of participating in the assassination of John Kennedy, and the case fell apart on a technicality. But what's really interesting about this is that when Oswald was protesting, he was in front of 545 Camp Street. And on the flyers he was handing out, 545 Camp Street was listed on the address flyer. Oswald made a big mistake. What was 545 Camp Street? It's where guns were gathered and sent out to Lake Pontchartrain Springs prior to the Bay of Pigs invasion. Isn't that interesting? He was protesting and against interfering in Cuba, and there was the guns that were going to go to the Bay of Pigs. How many coincidences are you going to buy? They were manufacturing a communist identity for him. They even set him up with a gun. What we know is in 1963, you could walk into any gun store, use any name, no one checked an ID, and you could purchase a firearm. Instead, he orders a firearm, the Italian Mannlicher Carcana, that's implicated. That's not the gun that was used, in my humble opinion, but they implicated it in the assassination and the Warren Commission. And it created a mail order record directly to Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah, when he could have just anonymously bought a gun in Dallas and had no gun linked to him. Again, they're creating the MO to set him up as the patsy. It's that simple. Oswald goes to work in the Texas Book Depository, and Kennedy's route to where he was going to a fundraising event was changed. He was supposed to go down Main Street. And by the way, I know this from personal history. My uncle, my mother's brother, owned a tool and die store on Main Street. And he didn't like Kennedy very much. And he called up my Aunt Edna and said, where's Kennedy? He's supposed to be coming down here and been standing outside waiting for him. And she goes, oh, you didn't know? He's been shot. They took the parade route off of Main Street. They turned right onto Houston, then onto Elm. And the limousine carrying Kennedy was going 14 miles an hour. It was the lead car. Windows were open. How many Secret Service violations did I just mention right there? And I happened to just go right in front of where Oswald was working. His identity was manufactured. And the release of these documents coming out are not coming out and saying directly Oswald was controlled by the KGB and this was a KGB hit, but it strongly implies it. And see, it's real clear to me that from the very beginning, when they knew Kennedy was going to be killed, they had to pin it on somebody. So they pinned it on Oswald, gave him a communist identity, and he would, of course, be a KGB agent because they've manufactured that identity, particularly with his defection to Russia. Wow. You see, if you didn't have people like me, or like Jim Mars, or like Jim DiEugenio and his great team, if you didn't have those people, you know what you'd have? Nothing. You wouldn't be able to decipher this and really figure out what the CIA is trying to accomplish with the release of these documents. I said, first of all, there's going to be a lot of nothing burgers in here, and there are, with all the faulty printing, the faded words, the unlabeled documents. You're not even sure what they're talking about, and you get lost in the morass. And I've gone through some of these online. They're terrible, terrible quality. But what they are letting you read is the suggestion it was probably the KGB. And in a time when the left wants war with Russia, exactly. Do you see the psyop that's going on there? In my humble opinion, this is my opinion. But the document suggesting the KGB were working with Lee Oswald is a total joke. It's a total fabrication. Oswald was on the CIA payroll. Oswald carried a Naval Intelligence ID card. Oswald met with FBI agent James Hostie several times before the assassination in Dallas. Start doing the math. Start doing the math, and you see the massive cover-up that's going on here. We're going to continue this. This is interesting. I'll do about one a day or one every other day. And some people will say, oh, I don't care about that. That's old history. Let me ask you a question. Those of you who are conservatives and love America and you're patriots, would you like to see Donald Trump avoid another assassination attempt? Would you like to see him complete his term in good health? Well, this is one of the ways that you can help. The more knowledgeable the public becomes about this event with Kennedy, the fewer avenues of assassination are open to get John Kennedy, regardless of who's behind it. Because the people will be sophisticated in ways in 2025, in 2026, in 2027. That they weren't in 1963. And even though there was a stunning lack of electronics and video evidence and so forth with the assassination, we still have blown the Warren Commission out of the water. It's total nonsense. It's total fabrication. Imagine what we could do today. And by the way, I'm hearing from Bongino's people that the FBI is looking into Butler County, and a lot more is going to be coming out. I won't spoil it. I have an idea of what it is. I think if you really want to follow this accurately, you'll follow Doug Hagman's work on this. He's been escorted out of Butler County twice by the FBI before Trump took over. Yeah. That speaks volumes, doesn't it? Anyway, I thought you would appreciate this filed away because there is more to come. But we have a huge scandal we're going to report on next. At least I believe it's a scandal. Some people will say it's just the right of free association. Shut up, Hodges, and mind your own business. I'll let you decide. To me, this is a big deal. Stay tuned. We're the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges. Make sure you sign up for our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. And we got something coming out that's an adjunct to what we've already done on the pyramids, but it's exclusive to the commonsenseshow.tv. We'll be posting that tomorrow.
No, I'm not trying out to be the next James Bond. Now that you're done giggling, I've had some eye trauma. I'm light sensitive right now. It's getting a lot better, and I'm hopeful by the end of the day I won't need these. But right now, with the studio lights, I got to have them on. Can't take the sensitivity. But hey, look, evil doesn't take any time off, and neither can we. So we're here with more. I hope you heard what I said earlier, what we posted about privacy. And the fact that I'm helping with the privacy webinar is completely free to attend. And I'll tell you one thing I learned, credit cards, not debit cards. Debit cards are a gateway to a lot of fraud. My son has experienced that. And we're taking proactive action on that. And it's just one of the tips you're going to get of many. And it's not a big investment of time. It's going to be Tuesday. At 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And we'll have all kinds of stuff up on our website, and I'll come back here with more. Anyway, join the newsletter, thecommonsenseshow.com. Click the newsletter link, put in your email, the only required, and you'll get a daily summarization, not summarization, actually word for word, what we've done in the previous 24 hours, except what we put on our HIPS series on our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Okay, having said that, I wanted to talk to you about Trump's options. And I had a detailed conversation last night with Paul Preston, and New California is getting close, folks. I'm telling you, it's going to be a 51st state. And the goal is to make it a player in the upcoming midterms. Yeah, that's the goal. I think that's a tall order. And I'm not saying I'm doubtful, I'm saying it's a tall order. Paul's moving right along. I told you he's working with people in Canada. In the four provinces that want territorial status and then eventually become states. And he's doing that at the behest and request of the Trump administration. This is now out in the open. I've known about it for a while, but I was only able to talk about it probably about 2 weeks ago. And we did a presentation on that part of it. But things are really, really expanding. Okay. And I want to talk to you, though, about the judicial blocks. Unconstitutional, unethical judicial blocks that are taking place right now. And we're going to talk about Trump's options. And I've learned a lot about talking to Paul and doing some further research on this. And that's the subject of what we're going to cover. But first, I wanted to share with you something that a lot of people love. I'll tell you, the people that are in my inner circle, my friends, my neighbors, and so forth, they love this product right here. The multi-collagen product, because they, by the time you're middle age, right, you've lost half of your collagen, over half. And you'll wrinkle more, your hair's falling out more, your joints hurt, you lack energy. Replace the collagen with a process that works, and this works. You're going to restore a lot of that lot function and those attributes that are aging you, they'll reverse. Now you say, how do I know it'll work for me? They give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. It doesn't take that long for the product to kick in with 51% off. This is a fantastic opportunity. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com here. And let me lift up my glasses here so I can see the right thing to click. And boy, that doesn't feel good. Yeah, I'm still light sensitive. And when I go outside, I have to wear a patch. And but ho like I said, it's getting better. Hopefully by the end of the day, enough whining. Let's move on to what we're going to talk about. I have told you yesterday, I implored my audience to share my advice to contact Congress, also put pressure on Mike Johnson, to fully investigate these judicial misactions and also to these affiliations between SCOTUS, two judges, and these activist judges at the district federal court level. They should not be colluding together. But they are through the American Inns of Courts. That's public information. They have their own information they put out. There's no question. I published some of their membership list yesterday with the key principles that concern us. That should not be happening. That should be investigated by Congress. It's under Congress's purview. They can defund, they can obliterate the jurisdiction, or they can impeach. They have those three options, and this is all constitutional. And I'm going to leave it to Congress's good judgment, but they need to be looking at this. I think they have their hand on the chicken switch, and they're afraid to draw the wrath of the left-wing media. Have you noticed on Twitter, everything on there now seems to be about Trump and name calling? They're not really getting the issues, and they're making really ridiculous statements. Johnny's not going to be able to read. Well, hell, Johnny can't read anyway. If we do away with the Federal Department of Education, no, that's not true. You cut out the middleman waste with the bloated bureaucracy and all the nonsense they do, and that money goes directly to the states to apply to schools. Oh my gosh. In fact, here in Arizona, Tom Horn, our state superintendent of education, I think generally a good guy, he said, "We're going to save that money from the federal government. We're going to get that much more money into our budget." He said, "I'm putting this on teacher salaries. We need to keep good people in our profession." Amen, Tom. Amen, Tom. Great, great position to take as a citizen who cares about the education of our young. This is really the way to do it. We need competent professionals, not 5-year interns to go on to the next profession. And that's what happens right now. The average teacher, what is it? About 3 out of 4 teachers now leave after 5 years. The job's hard. It pays like crap. And yeah, okay, you get the idea. And the federal bureaucratic regulations are ridiculous and make your job 10 times harder. You know, I talked to teachers about when Obama's stuff came in, right? Race to the top and all that stuff. They just said it was a waste of time, didn't teach kids things, and all you're doing, you're busy doing paperwork and not grading papers and planning lesson plans. So this is a really, really good move. Now, back to what Trump's options are with this corrupt judiciary. And I call it corrupt when you have the appearance of impropriety. And this is clearly what they have. We don't have to go any further. That's established. We've established that in previous publications, the appearance of impropriety. Do I think there's more there? Oh, I do, but I'm not in a position to judge and make a legal judgment. But I certainly can recognize impropriety on the surface when I see it, and the judge has to recuse himself from any case where that can happen. It doesn't even matter if he's guilty or not guilty. If there's the appearance, they have to give up the case. So this is one thing that Congress could really be going after, and they're not. Your Congress is worthless, and I'm going to be honest with you. Unless we see some movement from congressmen that will protect their positions in this area, we need to primary all the other Congress people. When they come up for re-election, don't wait until the general election. Get involved in the primary and put them out. Put them out. This is one thing we have available. All right, Trump's options. Trump can continue to ignore these orders because they are illegal, they are unconstitutional, but this will end up in the Supreme Court. And they will order Trump to follow. Why? Because Roberts is one of them, and so is Amy Coney Barrett. That gives the liberals the majority on the Supreme Court. So you don't want to get it to go that far. We've been down this road before, and I mentioned this yesterday with Andrew Jackson when he was fighting against the National Bank. The court ordered him, you must put the money back in the Treasury. And he says, no, we're not going to let foreigners make financial decisions for our country. He said, you can have your ruling, Justice Marshall. Try to enforce it. Trump could take that approach. The forces of impeachment will rise up. I don't think they'll get 60 votes in the Senate to convict. So that is an option. Judicial defiance because of unconstitutional rulings. Okay, that's one thing he can do. That's not at the top of my list. I am not recommending that he do that. The other thing that he can do is put a lot of pressure on Congress. He can call Mike Johnson to the Oval Office and say, Mike, this is time. You're going to marshal the troops, and this is what you're going to do. And if you don't do it, then you and I are going to have a split, and they'll end up being another speaker. That needs to happen. That discussion should have already happened. So he can put pressure on Congress. Also, too, he can declare these the TDA. Does anyone doubt that the TDA is enemy combatants? They're not here to help America. Listen, there's a lot of really good people who cross our border illegally, okay, invited by Biden. So I don't look at them. They were told it's okay, Biden wants you. They don't think they're committing a crime. And I'm telling you, a lot of them that you talk to, they say, well, I'm sorry, what's the crime? The president wanted us here. I understand that argument. I think it's a damn good argument from a human perspective, not a legal perspective, but a human perspective. It's a good argument. But the thing is that I think we all need to be mindful of is they're still breaking the law, but I'm not after them. You know, the people that manicure our lawns and they work in construction and very hard for the most part, and they are trying to establish a better life for their kids, and they suffer in first generation. It's the kids, the second generation, that benefits from the American way of life. That's historic with all immigrant groups going back into the 1800s. I actually, from a human perspective, not a legal, I actually have a lot of respect for the people that come here and try to live the right life. Okay, not commit crimes, not rape, murder, rob. Okay, they're just trying to make ends meet legally. They're assimilating into the culture as best they can. I have a lot of respect for that because that's my dad's side of the family. Now, I grew up hearing about the struggles and knowing what people went through, and it's not easy. I'm not after Trump deporting these people. And if Trump were to declare the TDA, which is no doubt what they are, ISIS, MS-13, Hamas, if they were to declare them to be enemy combatants, they then fall under the National Defense Authorization Act of 2011. It gets renewed every year. Congress renews it every year. So therefore, it's an accepted part of our legal structure. And in that, it says if someone is declared to be an enemy combatant, and it could be a U.S. citizen, doesn't have to be an illegal alien. If you're declared to be an enemy combatant, you can be held indefinitely. You don't get the phone call. You don't get the legal representation unless they want to give it to you. The trial that you would be in can accept all kinds of evidence that would never be admitted in regular court, such as hearsay evidence. That's all part of the NDAA process. And they could declare these people to be enemy combatants subject to deportation. That takes the judges out of it. They cannot rule against what is already clearly in statute. Well, wait a minute, they are doing it with Article 2 and Article 4, but nonetheless, this would be very difficult because then what Trump could argue, well, then you're basically saying the NDAA is unconstitutional, so we're getting rid of it. Oh, that would never happen. The intel agencies would go ballistic at that. So that is probably the thing that Trump can do. Paul and I talked about that last night. That was number two on his list. Number one, he believes that these criminal gangs are posing such a threat, he can declare a national emergency, effective martial law, and the courts can say nothing because martial law trumps the courts. It trumps the Constitution. The Constitution is suspended when you're in that kind of ruling. And Paul is of the opinion that that is the most likely scenario. If it were me, I would choose the NDAA. And if I had my ideal moment, and I think Congress is too chicken bleeper to do this, I'd put the pressure on Congress. But I still say, as American citizens, you can have the most impact on this process by contacting Mike Johnson, number one, and tell him, Mike, we're going to work against you as Speaker, and we're going to publicize this loud and clear if you don't begin to take action and investigate the constitutionality of these judges and investigate what Roberts' involvement is with them. Through that to American ends of the court. Yeah, that's the group we need to look at. That's where I think you can have input with your own legislator as well. And I would send them a letter a day, copy, paste, send, copy, paste, send. It can be identical. You don't have to do anything but a 30-second investment of your time once you write it. And I wouldn't write over a paragraph. The length doesn't matter. They're not reading your email, they're reading a sample few to get a flavor. And then they're looking at the volume. And if the volume is sufficient, all of a sudden now they have more to fear from the electorate than they do from the left-wing media attacking them, then they're going to choose their electorate. That's why we can have an impact. Okay, so those are the three big options that are on the table. I don't recommend that Trump go total defiance. I don't. I think we need to show a surface respect for the law, even if the law is illegitimate. Then we go about proving the law is illegitimate and go down that path. So tell me what you think in the comment section. What do you think our options are? But I will say this, please, please, my fellow Americans, write your email to your legislator and then send a copy to Mike Johnson, said, "You want to be speaker? You're going to enforce this." We have to get tough with these guys. And by the way, it's not disrespectful. It's not rude. It's certainly not illegal. It's us exercising our constitutional right to influence policy, or should I say policy enforcement. The policy is clear. Trump is being interfered with. Look at USAID. Let me just give you this one example. We got a judge that said USAID and their spending must be reinstated fully. Okay. So what that means is any president that comes in after Trump and after Trump's replacement, after Trump's replacement, they are bound by past practice under this ruling to spend the money the way a previous president did. Well, don't circumstances change? Yes. And what does the Article 2 say about who has control of the purse strings of the executive branch? That is the president. This is an illegal ruling. It's unconstitutional, it's illegal, and it's grounds for disciplinary action against the judge that did it. This is why we have to get involved. Please, please care enough about your country to send out two emails and then one each day to your rep, because it's the total that they measure. Seriously. We could overwhelm them. Can you imagine if they got 10 million emails to Congress? They'd be looking for the nearest bathroom for obvious reasons. Let's give them reason to not have to look for that bathroom and do the right thing. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, who is responsible for blowing up Tesla? Gunfire, arson, vandalism, Molotov cocktails, all been used. Three people have been arrested and charged, and they're all facing 20 years in prison. I think that what they're going to probably do is use them to go up the ladder. But who is responsible? No one can say for sure, but I can say this. Whoever's doing this, who's there behind it, it's orchestrated. Because same tactics, different locations, similar proximity in time, it's orchestrated. Any cop will tell you that. Any investigative police officer could tell you that. Any detective could tell you that. But who? Some people accuse Democratic interests. Some people think disgruntled federal workers, but acting in concert across the country, I don't think so. But let me tell you what's hurting the Democrats. Hello, listen to me carefully. When you get complete morons going on national TV and saying the things that I'm going to play for you over a minute of recording quotes, the Democrats aren't helping themselves. There should be a call for calm and not solving our problems using violence. When we were besieged by Biden administration policies, we weren't calling for violence. We didn't call for arson, firebombing, random gunfire. We called for legislative action, collective societal action that was nonviolent. And this is what responsible Democratic leaders need to be doing right now. Because if you do not, you will cease to exist as a party. Oh, you'll have your members, but you won't amount to anything. You Democrats really need to take stock of what's going on. And when it comes to people like Jimmy Kimmel, you really need to get him under control. I'm going to play some clips for you after the break. And you're going to sit back and say, "Oh, I can't believe he said that." Well, that was my reaction. I played it again. I go, if he's a Democrat, which I'm assuming he is, do they have a death wish for their party? America's never going to accept this kind of hedonism. This kind of thuggery. And if people didn't think that the Democrats weren't responsible in some way for the attacks on Tesla, people like Jimmy Kimmel are putting the idea in their head. You'll see this very clearly. And I'm calling for a backup and a condemnation of these actions and say, you don't like what's going on? Then come to the table. And I will tell you this, I think the Trump people would negotiate. The problem is there's never negotiation. When they did the budget deal, Schumer's big complaint was what? They just did this without us. No. I saw C-SPAN. When they were having the discussions, there were no Democrats there. They purposely chose to boycott. When you do that, you get what you get. It's a failed and flawed approach they're taking.
We won't talk to Republicans. MAGA sucks. They're terrible. We don't care what they have to say. We're just going to oppose everything they do. People don't want this kind of obstructionism. Hey, we are brought to you by a great product, great products, I should say. Magic Dicol. And I'd say the products are so good that this is a great deal. And many people use the three products and they buy them individually. You're losing money if you do that. They have a starter pack, 15% off the retail price. You see the three Nanosoma liquid sprays, great for the immune system. I'm a living testament. I might not be living had I not done this last year with what was going on with me. And then the topical gel. Well, I told you about what I did with the knee, bone on bone. I don't know if I have bone on bone anymore because I can't afford to go out and pay for an MRI on my own. I won't do it, but I guarantee I don't have bone on bone, not with what I'm doing. And I'm going to use this on my shoulder because now I've got shoulder problems popping up. Just the age you're at, stuff happens. And I guarantee I'm going to have great results. I'll be reporting back on that. And then, of course, you've got the skin cream. All three together, starter pack, 15% off. People love it. It's a great opportunity for you to save money and to get your health back. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I never watched this show, but I did come across this on X. And this is the kind of behavior that leads many people to say, are we in a soft civil war headed for worse? I pray that we're not. We need to be talking with each other. But it's people like this that are making it increasingly difficult and pushing us to the brink. Let's listen to what he has to say about Tesla and the violence being enacted against Tesla properties.
Even beyond incidents of arson, someone lit a bunch of Teslas on fire. And here's the thing, I get that people are upset. Burning a car might not be great for the environment. I don't think that's what they had in mind when they invented the electric car. In Las Vegas yesterday, someone threw a Molotov cocktail at a Tesla service center. At least five Teslas blew up, one from the Molotov and four because that's just what Teslas do sometimes. Right? And no one should be setting fires. You could kill somebody, you could hurt somebody. Elon Musk might not care about other people, but decent Americans should. The world's richest man, Ikin, has been trying to drum up sympathy for himself lately. His sales are down, his stock is down.
So is he implying that Tesla is doing this to himself? He's trying to drum up sympathy and they're linking it back to these acts of violent vandalism? This is unbelievable. I'm not even going to give this guy another second here on this platform. His words speak for themselves. I don't need to criticize him. I'll let you form your own judgment. But I think you can see right here that we have no chance of working things out between the various political parties with these kind of attitudes. He goes to the responsible thing. No one should be doing this. Okay, thank you. So I've been saying both ways. It works both ways. And then he goes along and basically implies that Tesla could be doing this to himself. Are you kidding me? It speaks for itself, doesn't it? This is why I don't watch much TV. Particularly, I never watch late night TV ever. And I think you can see a shining example of why. For us in our personal lives, I would encourage you, particularly if you're a Christian, pray that you have the right words to say to people who are our political opponents, and then say those words and be kind and don't be judgmental. You just say things like, I hope we can work these things out. This is a great country. Be ashamed to destroy it because this generation couldn't talk to each other. This is what I hope we can do. The Jimmy Kimmel approach. We know where this is going, Fort Sumter, and I pray that doesn't happen. Hey, check out our TV show, The Common Sense Show.tv, for the very best in investigative reporting. Great interviews up there, a lot of Doug and Dave intel reports. We've got geopolitics up there, but our new feature, which is going to go exclusive, Geopolitics Now, interesting, forbidden, hidden stuff, repressed technology. Saying, whoa, that's pretty cool. repressed history. We've been doing a little of that with the pyramids. We're doing more with the pyramids. Pretty cool stuff, people. I think you're going to enjoy it. The Common Sense Show.tv, people say, Dave, you trying to be Art Bell? Well, we have similar interests. I hear they're making a movie about Art Bell. My brother-in-law sent me a text on that yesterday. I hope to goodness it does. He changed nighttime radio. Art Bell was fantastic. Now, I'm not discounting Larry King. He has his place too. But Art Bell, I mean, I bought this little, what they called record, I forget what they call VersaCorder. And you could record radio shows at night, just set the timer. Because I couldn't stay up and listen to Art all night long. And then you got a cassette and just tells you how long ago it was. I'd get in my car and going back and forth to work. I'd listen to Art Bell. I was a huge fan. One of the highlights of my media career, even before I was in the media, was when I got to anonymously go on his show. This is after the Phoenix Lights. And I saw them. And then because I was teaching a college course on a local Air Force base, I got to talk to some people that knew some things and told me some things. And I got to go on there and generally talk about it. But I had to conceal my identity to protect my sources. But it was a highlight. It truly was. I didn't know Art really well, but I'm a lot of mutual friends. Bill Pollack, the late Bill Pollack, and of course, Vance Davis, and people like that. Richard Hoagland was his science advisor for years. It was the best radio ever. And no insult intended, but Coast to Coast today is a shell of what it once was. My favorite memory of Art Bell, and this is good late night entertainment, unlike what you just saw here. Was there was a huge drought in Texas, and Art got freaked out by what he did. I remember I'm driving cross country listening to his show, so it's probably after midnight. And Art says, "We're all going to focus for the next minute on rain in Texas to end this terrible drought." Well, he got more than he asked for. It freaked him out. He said, "I'll never do this again." There was mass flooding in Texas within 24 hours. And it was an experiment in mass consciousness, which is a real phenomena. It's been studied quite a bit, particularly in the area of prayer. Another topic for another time. I think we'll save that for our TV show. But Art had that experience. It was one of my favorite memories of Art. He was so freaked out the next night. He goes, "We will never do this again, ever." That's pretty cool. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, be good to each other. Okay. These people who are on the left, who I think are doing some insane things, they are our fellow Americans, and if we treat them dignity and respect, maybe we can bring them around. Shouting them down and calling them names, it's just going to make the situation worse, and that's not what we need. Do you want to live in Serbia, 1992? I don't want to go there. I've covered that extensively. It was ugly. Snipers on the roof. You don't wear a MAGA hat in that environment. We don't want to go there. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time. God bless everybody. You ever heard of a Dyson swarm or a Dyson sphere or a Dyson rigid structure near the sun? You don't want to hear about it. Well, I'm going to make you hear about it because the lunatics that think this is a good idea could be producing an extinction level event. We'll talk about it in some detail right here on the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, the host, and we are the show, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And let me just say this to you very quickly. Retirement still in the bank? You're not listening. Two banks just failed. 66 other banks are on the watch list. And Sarah Westall and her investigation is that, Dave, it should be more like 1,600 banks who'd be on the watch list. And when they go under Dodd-Frank, they'll keep your savings, they'll keep your retirement. You might be able to recover from loss of savings. You will not recover from loss of retirement if you're over the age of 40. You got a decision to make. Noble Gold can extricate that retirement, put it under your control, and back it with precious metals, which means it'll appreciate in value. And it does. Noble Gold does a lot more than that too. I'm doing a silver coin deal today.
because I know what's going to happen with the price of silver. And when I close a deal in some area, I don't put the majority of that money in the bank. I put a minority of that money in the bank, and you should too. The banks are now your enemy because of the Dodd-Frank law, which says that you're in second place and it's theirs when you put it in. You're an unsecured creditor. Don't be a fool. Get your retirement out. How do you do it? No. You go to Noble Gold. Call them 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call, and I wouldn't put this off. We're in the danger zone right now. Well, Dyson Swarm, and I'm going to pull up the article here, and I'm going to read it. And it's not just articles, a series of studies. And what it basically is it's a, I'll read to you a quote here from the first study I looked at. It's an orbiting fleet of solar collectors around the sun. It's been long considered to be a key to unlocking interstellar scale energy. So, in other words, you could really travel almost like you were going through a stargate with this kind of energy that could produce, but it comes at a cost. A new study suggests that building such a structure would make the Earth uninhabitable. This is not good. This is not good. Dyson swarms are usually relegated to science fiction, theoretical engineering, but researchers are now looking at this could really happen. And a paper that was published in Solar Energy Materials and Solar Cell explores how solar saturating megastructure could affect Earth's climate. So, in other words, we'd take care of all our energy needs. We'd take care of transportation needs, probably through the entire galaxy. It would elevate us from a type zero society, which we're at the end of. And we don't really determine whether you go from zero to one on Michio Kaku's schedule. It's if you survive uranium nuclear war. And we got about a 5% chance by his estimate. Now, once you're into the next phase, level one, that's what this is. That's exactly what this is. The problem is you're not going to go very deep into level one because you can't control the earth changes that will take place. Read to you here what it says. It says a saturating megastructure could affect the Earth's climate. The answer is sobering. A full Dyson swarm could raise the planet's temperature by 140 degrees, enough to boil the oceans and erase all known life. Now, some of these pretend ET groups, if they're really the fallen angels, Genesis 6, you should be worried about this because this would be a desirable goal for them. They hate humanity. If you're not biblically oriented, I'd have to say you could categorize this as reckless science. Let's go on and explore this a little further. Originally proposed by physicist Freeman Dyson in 1960, the concept of enclosing a star with energy-collecting satellites has been the subject of much speculation and study. But the 140 degrees Kelvin or Kelvin temperature rise makes it impractical. Also, too, could they do a sphere as opposed to a megastructure? Here's what research found in another article. A Dyson swarm placed just beyond the Earth's orbit would alter the balance of solar radiation, pushing the Earth's global average temperature up again by, there's your magic number, 140 degrees. Even with perfect energy harvesting efficiency, the Earth cannot coexist with a fully operational Dyson swarm unless it's very carefully engineered and very far away. Well, it kind of defeats the purpose then, doesn't it? Okay, now it says, is there a compromise? So another article looked at this. Guy by the name of Peters looked at alternative scenarios, and he said roughly about 4% of the sun's total output, while raising the temperature of the Earth less than 3 degrees, might be workable. But could you control that 4% factor? You're only going to extract 4%.
3 degrees would still be significant. You'll have significant polar ice cap melt. You could have tectonic plate shifts. You could have volcanoes activated, like in the Cascadia subduction zone. That'd be catastrophic for the Northwest and British Columbia. And you would also see oceans rising, and many 3 degrees is significant. If you look at what climate change scientists say today, a degree is significant. 3 degrees, triple significant. And we would be looking at coastal cities that would be flooded and uninhabitable. This wouldn't be good. Don't those people have rights? Is there a trade-off between energy and habitability? Another study went on to say that there's an overlooked truth. Technological scale has ecological consequences. Bingo. I totally agree with that. The Peters modeling reveals a fundamental dilemma, and it says that more power means more heat. And unless that heat is meticulously managed, sustaining worlds like the Earth would pay the price. I also think, too, this would have, I don't know if there's life on other planets in our solar system, but there's speculation there is, there's speculation there isn't. We really don't know until we go there. But one of the things that we can say for sure is if there was life on other planets in our solar system, this would dramatically affect their ability to survive. This is scary stuff, and this is when science really gets out of control. And I'm not one of these, oh, it's from the devil, new invention. No, I'm not one of those people that panic, but the evidence is clear. And I don't want to trust an entity that would be doing this project that they wouldn't make a mistake or they didn't have bad intentions. Do you want to? We should be banning this. This is, I think, absolute lunacy. What I do know is that we've repressed quantum physics to the point in our present society, and this was behind the takedown of Enron, that we've suppressed free energy, energy out of the ethos, out of the air. That doesn't affect the sun, and it doesn't affect the immediate environment. But that is being suppressed by this government under the 1951 Invention Act. This is how the FBI went into Nikola Tesla's apartment in 1943 and took out 70 boxes. Most of it dealt with this topic. Tesla already did this in 1899. Enron did it in 1997 for the first time, off of work that Bill Pollack did. The government will smash you like a bug if you dare go down this path. Yet it's the answer to energy. So the question that I'm going to leave you with, what in the world are they saving it for? Make a guess. Tell me in the comment section if you're seeing this on social media. If not, drop me a note. This is really an interesting topic. And this is the kind of thing, and this is a teaser of what we're going to be doing next month over on our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Exclusive to that forum, these kinds of topics. And this has dramatic implication. By the way, there were people when the country was being electrified, putting up the wires that were unnecessary with Tesla technology. There were people that said, this is the devil's work. We're supposed to sleep at night, not have lights on all the time. That's not what this is about. It's about saving the planet. The Dyson Swarm, or the Dyson Sphere, is an extinction level event. Make no doubt about it. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. Please share this far and wide, and we'll see you back here next time.